I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, January 4th. Two people are charged with running a large drug trafficking operation out of their Quincy Center apartment. Police say 33-year-old Jesse Phillips and 37-year-old Abby Lynn Madden were selling cocaine, fentanyl, and marijuana from their Fort Street apartments with a toddler in the home. Police seized the drugs, four handguns, and over $100,000 in cash. 48-year-old Quan Han from Arlington is charged with running a stop sign and crashing into a Quincy school bus yesterday morning. Police say it happened at East Quantum Street and Conan Road. The children were transferred to another bus and continued on to the Squantum school. They were not hurt. The bus driver was taken to Kearney Hospital with minor injuries. Weather Channel meteorologist Michael Page suffered minor injuries when his car was struck by a wrong-way driver on Quincy Shore Drive Sunday night. State police say the 31-year-old Hingham native and his girlfriend suffered minor injuries in the crash caused by a 28-year-old Weymouth man. The crash shut down the entire southbound side of the roadway near Caddy Park for about 45 minutes. Quincy City Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona is the new City Council President. DeBona was elected unanimously during the first in-person City Council meeting at City Hall since the pandemic last night. Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico nominated DeBona as Council President. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy seconded that nomination. There was no opposition. The next Council meeting is January 24th. Quincy Department of Natural Resources says it's finished planting 500 new trees across the city. Trees were planted in every neighborhood of the city and were selected to best suit their surroundings. Another planting is planned for the spring. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, January 4th.